This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace be upon all of you. My name is Zora Sawari, and I currently homeschool my three children. Today we'll be talking about what homeschooling is and if it is something that will work for you, inshallah, God willing. Homeschooling is when you stay at home to teach your kids, or you hire another teacher to come to your home and teach your kids at home. Regardless, the child learns in a home environment. However, it is not limited to just being at home. My children get to travel with me for work and vacations, and every time we're out there, I always try to make some effort to teach them something during those times, kind of like field trip experiences. When I first decided to homeschool, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. All I knew was that after extensive research, that homeschooling was the best way to teach my kids. I studied some of the smartest minds in the world, and they were all homeschooled, like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the Muslims, we know them, alhamdulillah. And even for the secular students, we have so many examples, and I'm going to list just a few for the people who are thinking, oh my God, homeschooling is wrong, and they're not going to be intelligent, they're not going to be well-rounded, they're going to be isolated. Well, I have just a couple of examples. We've got Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, Orville Wright and Wilbur Wright, Leonardo da Vinci, George Washington, the first president, Thomas Jefferson, another president, John Quincy Adams, James Madison, both were presidents, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Roosevelt, and Franklin Roosevelt. Again, three more presidents, Albert Einstein, Winston Churchill, Benjamin Franklin, and George Bernard Shaw, just to name a few. The list goes on and on. I noticed that most of these men, and of course a lot of women, have left their footprints in history. They made a contribution in some way or another. It was then that I decided to sacrifice my career and homeschool my kids so that they become intelligent, well-rounded, bright, and make a difference for the sake of Allah, God the Greatest. It's not to say that kids who go to school can't do that stuff. I just thought that they will have so much more flexibility to find who they are, develop themselves, and just be creative. Also, I noticed that most homeschool kids are much more confident and happy with who they are. They don't have as much identity problems as our kids in schools do nowadays. Well, if you're a parent and you can sacrifice this and you want the best for your child, I would say start looking into my website, www.muslimshomeschool.com. There are a lot of great resources, a lot of different curriculums you can get, but start somewhere and make it happen, inshallah. It does need a lot of patience. I know that for a fact, and I'm always trying to get more. But what you will see from your kids, the experience you're giving them, and the way they're growing is priceless. Well, jazakallah khairan. I hope that this video has been helpful, inshallah, God willing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon all of you.